With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump signed an executive order Friday renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, a title last used in 1947. He says he thought the long and hard about the rebranding of the Defense Department to the Department of War.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says something special happened after the Department of War was renamed the Department of Defense.
We haven't won a major war since, and that's not to disparage our warfighters, whether it's the Korean War, or the Vietnam War, or our generation of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's to recognize that this name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring, as you've guided us to, Mr. President, restoring the warrior ethos.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joseph Clark in Hawaii says Kiko was a Category 4 hurricane as of Saturday afternoon, but will weaken.
It's not going to make a direct hit, but it's going to run over some cooler ocean water here shortly, and that'll start the weakening process. And then as it gets closer to the islands, it's going to encounter a lot of wind shear aloft, which is going to substantially weaken it.
The Israeli army has issued evacuation orders and targeted high-rise buildings in Gaza City. The army spokesperson Saturday called on Palestinians to move to the territory south as it escalates operations ahead of new offensive to seize the city of nearly a million people. Aid groups warned that a large-scale evacuation would exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza City. Most families have already been displaced several times nearly over the two-year-long Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. A new ranking of America's most conservative colleges and universities. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It comes from Niche, a website that ranks and reviews schools, and it puts Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, atop its most conservative list. Second place goes to Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And number three is Utah's Brigham Young University, perhaps the most prominent Mormon school in the world. Rounding out the top five on the Niche rankings are Colorado Christian University and Bob Jones. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new research based on data from the Centers for Disease Control, Americans aged 18 to 34 are significantly more likely to identify as transgender than those 65 and older, and those 18 to 24 are more likely to identify as transgender than those 35 to 64. About 1.3 million U.S. adults identify as transgender, along with another 725 teenagers. This is SRN News. During testimony on Capitol Hill this week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy defended the Trump administration's health agenda, including new vaccine policies and the firing of the head of the CDC. He also shared the president's concerns about the closure of rural hospitals across the country.
We've had 120 rural hospitals close over the past 10 years. These institutions are not just delivering health access to rural Americans, but they are economic centers, they are cultural centers for those communities. They are often the largest employer.
A 13-year-old boy from New Hampshire, Jackson DeNeo, headed for the seacoast on an overnight charter so he could wake up early and drop his line in the water. DeNeo's bait attracted what could be the biggest Atlantic halibut on record, all 174 pounds of it, almost twice his weight. The 13-year-old boy now waiting to find out if he's the new junior world record. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.